Now, I can't stop saying enough positive things about this next guest. She represents the 9th District in Michigan's congressional delegation, which is a lot of the Thumb, Macomb County, and northern Oakland County area. And just before we get into this segment, I wanted to tell you a quick funny story about, well, actually a positive story about this person. Lisa McLean has got to be one of the toughest, hardest working congresspeople we have in Michigan. And the reason for that is recently we had a little event at a place, and you know, we were expecting Lisa to come and speak at that event, and she came in, and boy, she gave a great speech, and everybody was like, boy, you look a little tired, you look a little bit worn down, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm not feeling well, but I know I've got to do this, and I'm going to give my speech, and then I'll move on. Well, later did we find out that when she left that speech, Lisa went straight to the ER. Boy, Lisa, you're going to have to help me out on that. I'm not a doctor here.
An emergency appendectomy.
There you go. An emergency appendectomy. And I got to tell you, if anybody's gone through that, they know how painful that is. And this congresswoman is a real trooper. Lisa, we're proud to have you on WJR, and wanted to hear your thoughts about what's going on in Washington and what's the scuttlebutt leading into this debate week between the two rivals, President Trump, former President Trump, and President Biden right now?
Well, I think everyone is actually pretty optimistic about it. I think this is a very unique opportunity that we have. I hope that we focus on the issues on how to move the country forward as opposed to the personalized attacks. But like I always say, if you can't beat us on the issues, you got to go and attack people personally, right? I hope we hear a compare and contrast the two presidential campaigns, since they both had the job before. They both have a track record, right? Take a look at the economy, take a look at inflation, take a look at crime, take a look at our foreign policy. And I really hope they focus on what are we going to do to get this country back on track. I mean, we just saw crime, unfortunately, in Oakland County, and my heart goes out to the family of the fallen officer. We've got to get our country back on track, and that's what I hope that we hear on Thursday night.
No, good point. And actually, very few people know this, but Deputy Reckling actually is a resident of your district, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah,
his family lives in your area.
It's my heart and goes out to his wife, 3 kids. They got one, you know, little one on the way as well. And, you know, here he is just trying to do his job, protect law-abiding citizens. And this happens to him. It's just, it's a shame on top of the splash pad incident that we just had in Rochester Hills. I mean, we have got to get crime under control. It's out of hand right now.
I completely concur, and I saw one of the posts that you put on X just recently where you said that $66 billion of U.S. taxpayer money is going to fund illegal aliens or residences and support for illegal aliens, and you compared that to the $3 billion that's being spent for homeless vets in the United States. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about what's going on real? I mean, really, get us down into the nitty and gritty and tell us what's going on in Washington and why is there such a vast misunderstanding of where taxpayer dollars should be spent?
I can't tell you why it's a misunderstanding. You'd have to ask the Biden administration for that. And I say that with a little bit of respect, but a lot of anger. We have veterans who have laid their life down for our country, and they're homeless. And we spend $3 billion. Compare and contrast that to the $66 billion that we spend on illegal immigrants. Forget about the legal people that are trying to come over to our country legally. We're talking illegal. And then, I don't know if you saw this as well, in the state of Michigan, Biden just granted citizenship for about 50,000 illegals. To me, you have your ladder on the wrong wall. If you want to come into this country, there's a right way to do it, and there's a legal way to do it. And we should not be funding people who come here illegally.
No, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, a little backstory. My wife came here legally as a young child with her parents. They were sponsored. And my parents came here legally, and they had to actually stay in line to get into the United States. My dad did. So I get it. And I listen, we all welcome immigrants, but we talk about that they need to come here legally so that we can vet them. You know, Lisa, just breaking news just now, a little while ago, actually, the second illegal immigrant that was charged for the murder of the 12-year-old in Houston, Texas, $10 million bond and put in jail. And again, in that jail cell, we're going to be paying for that individual as taxpayers, and we're going to pay for that trial. We're going to pay for his court hearings. Is there anything being done? I know that the House is moving some immigration bills, but is there anything really being done in Washington, D.C.?
No, it's all smoke and mirrors. We passed, House Republicans passed H.R. 1, which was a border security bill that is, H.R. 2, that is sitting in the Senate, that they won't bring it up. Right. And then President Biden talks about, oh, well, he can't do anything about it. Well, it's his very executive orders that put us in this situation to begin with. That's why we always say election has consequences. That is, I think, one of the top important issues that the voters are going to be paying attention to come this November. It's completely, utterly out of hand. And if you think it's bad now, wait till you see it in our schools, in our hospital systems. I mean, we talk about Social Security and running out now. Well, what happens when all of these illegals, where do you think the money's going to come for those people? It's coming from somewhere, and we're already paying for them now. I have a better idea. How about we take care of Americans first? Veterans first, and the people who come here legally.
Love it. I love it. Listen, Lisa, we've got 35 seconds. Real quick, tell me, do you think that this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out brawl of a debate? Or, I mean, realistically, what do you think? And is immigration, illegal immigration, going to take front and center? 30 seconds.
Well, CNN is hosting the debate, so I think Biden's going to get a bunch of softball questions, and I think Trump's going to get the hardball questions. But I think the true leader will show in talking, and that will be Trump, and he'll be talking about what he can do to move this country forward. Yes, he'll talk about border. Yes, he'll talk about illegal immigration. Yes, he'll talk about Bidenomics or lack thereof, inflation. I'm very excited and hopeful to see the contrast between the two presidential candidates.
Well put. Real quick, who's the vice presidential nominee for Trump?
You know what? I really don't know. Rumor has it that it might be Tim Scott, but we'll find out Thursday, I guess.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa McLean, the congresswoman from Michigan's 9th Congressional District. Thanks for joining us on Focus.
Thank you.